I respect her. I respect her family. I certainly respect LaDavid, who I, by the way, called LaDavid right from the beginning.
The widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson said the president didn't even know her husband's name. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Amy Keith with FlipCheapHouses.com. Our company specializes in teaching beginners how to invest in real estate with little to no financial risk. Are you determined to succeed and have at least $10,000 for startup fees and want to work one-on-one with a professional real estate investor for 12 months? Are you motivated and have at least...
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
You're invited to discuss what many call the most important book of the year. At the Knox County Public Library, 502 North 7th Street, Vincennes, this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., local attorney Andrew Kopatich will lead a discussion of Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and culture in crisis, written by J.D. Vance. I'm Emily Bunyan, urging you to discuss this book with us at the library this Wednesday evening.
Many times after a medical procedure, there's a time of rehabilitation. You have a choice of rehabilitation locations, but don't leave that decision to the last minute. Plan ahead. Melinda Barnhill at the Lions Health and Living Center in Lyons, Indiana, invites you to tour their rehabilitation center, a short-term stay, or outpatient service. The Lions Health and Living Center is an excellent choice. See for yourself. Schedule a tour. Call 812-659-1440. Plan ahead.
Menards Super Sale has big savings on everything you need. Stop by Menards to get your home ready for fall with help from Polar Plastics. High-clarity polyfilm prevents cold drafts and offers great weather protection without obstructing your view. It can be used for both indoor and outdoor applications. An 8x25-foot roll of Polar Plastics high-clarity polyfilm is just $4.99. Save big during Menards Super Sale, now through October 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
Would your business benefit from seeing over 300 people who are interested in the home and farming industries? If so, you'll want to take part in the annual Fall Farm and Home Gathering, November 16th. Contact Cher Elliott today at 800-387-3358 and reserve your booth.
Things are ramping up at the Washington Chrysler Center for Ram Power Days. You could save over $11,500 on the remaining 2017 Laramie trucks with prices starting as low as $38,647. If you have been searching for a Dodge truck, you know these trucks won't last long at this price. Don't miss out. Offer ends October 31st. It's the Ram Power Days at Washington Chrysler Center or visit WashingtonChryslerCenter.com.
Time for a Laugh Minute from your home of the Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom is Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal!
I understand you have a fellow actor that played a policeman in a movie.
Bobcat Goldthwait, of course, was in the Police Academy films. Bobcat is here with us right now, Steven Seagal.
You know, I made my living in the movie.
Right.
Over the last 20 years, I've been a cop.
Really?
Yeah. I was just thinking, if they ever do another Police Academy, I'd like to throw my name in the hat.
I've been well versed
in boys' commands. I'm also a weapons expert. I'd like to play both Michael Winslow and Tackleberry in the movie.
Really?
That'd be good.
I see.
I just want to stay under the radar.
Hey, man, you Steven Seagal!
Yeah, I get that a lot, man.
No, you is Steven Seagal!
Easy, man. You're making a scene.
Easy, Gutenberg!
Steve Gutenberg.
He think I'm Mahoney.
No?
I'm going to show him the difference.
Listen to the Bob and Tom Show weekday mornings and Bob and Tom Extra on Saturdays.
This community announcement on 97.7 WAOV presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. The Thursday Church Soup Kitchen will be open on Mondays from 5 to 6:30. That at Thursday Church at 218 Main Street in Vincennes. You can stop by for a free meal for the Thursday Church Soup Kitchen. That's every Monday at Thursday Church, 218 Main Street in downtown Vincennes.
Your forecast is brought to you by Percolon Gardens with their annual fall tree sale. Get 30% off all bald and burlap trees, picked from a large variety of trees, including maples, oaks, and elms. And call today for fall seeding and aeration. Percolon Gardens, North 6th Street, Vincennes.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Increasing clouds this afternoon with a slight chance of showers. Highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with gradual clearing overnight. Lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow sunny. Highs in the low 60s. Friday calling for afternoon showers. Highs in the upper 50s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. It is the Ask the Designer show here on 97.7 FM AM 1450 WAOV Studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the original company, and welcome back to another episode of Ask the Designer. And thanks to our designer here with us this week, Greg. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good. How about you, Cher? I like this cool weather.
I do. I actually do. Fall's my favorite time of year. It's a little bit cooler than I'd like, but I'll take this over the hot sun any day.
Me too. But, me too. I love fall.
Well, unless, of course, we're on a beach somewhere and, you know, have a fruity drink in our hand. Then yeah. I'll take the heat. But
I burn and peel. Oh, I don't want the heat.
Gosh.
No, thanks.
I'm lucky. I do decent with the weather like that. But we want to thank you for tuning in here each Wednesday at the 3 o'clock hour. It's the Cool Kids Ask the Designer Talk Show with Greg Grizzly of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and myself. And we talk about design, decorating, furniture, lots of great things that we talk about. And we want to know what you want to hear us talk about. So there's always a way to get us a message. You can listen to us online, or you can submit questions to us by going to newsknoxcounty.com. You click on the Ask the Designer logo, and you can go on there and pull up previous shows. You can listen to us live or submit questions to us through the website there as well. You can call me here at the station, 812-882-6060, and my extension is 2245. You can email me at ShareElliott@originalcompany.com, or you can reach out to Greg there at the store. And Greg, what's the number there?
812-886-4444.
Perfect, perfect. So I missed last week, and so you and Mark hung out and had some fun. And
had a good time.
Yeah. And, of course, we talked. You guys talked about the upcoming Christmas open house. What right. did I miss out on? Tell me the good stuff. You know how I am.
I talked about firecracker lights again, which we touched on, the last time we were together. Very, very popular. We had one of our ladies' groups have their meeting at the store last week.
Excellent.
And they loved the firecracker lights. And,
absolutely.
I guess the word's out because there was a lady in said she'd heard about them in the beauty shop and she had to come in and see them.
So that's great.
If you don't want to be behind, you need to come see me at Regal and we'll show you the firecracker lights.
Those are pretty handy. And, I mean, you can use those anywhere. In the wreath on the front door, around your mailbox, out on the road.
Right. Indoor, outdoor.
Yeah. Or your buffet table, up the stairwell. You know, you don't have those long, icky cords to have to tuck and hide. So pretty cool. And the open house again is Friday and Saturday, November
10th and 11th.
And lots of cool
cookies.
Stuff. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll be there. You know I'll be there. You don't even though we will be live there from 11 to 1 on Friday, the 10th. But, you know, I want to come in because you've got those fat-free cookies that you serve are calorie-free. Calorie-free.
Right.
You don't put any calories in there. Right. That's right.
There's nothing in my recipe that says add calories.
Awesome. Sweet. That is perfect. That is perfect. And so you have had a ladies group that has had a meeting there
yes.
at the store.
Yes,
so
we hosted a ladies group. And they had a good time. They loved the dessert. I did that wonderful chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sinful cake, but it is oh so good. And anybody could have one of those meetings held there at the store, right? They just need to give you a call.
They need a call. Excellent. Minimum of 12.
Minimum of 12.
Maximum of 24.
Perfect.
We could handle a larger group, but it'd be a little tough.
Okay.
But you can always call and check and see what we're able to do. We have gone out and met other groups that were larger. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, we did a ladies' luncheon, you know, quite a large group of ladies, and we took some things out to show them about Christmas and things.
Okay.
So, you know, even if you don't want to come to the store, if you have a ladies' group, I'd be glad to come and talk to them and bring some things for them to look at and see some of the new things and talk about new ideas.
That's excellent that you can actually go off-site and help as well.
Sure. Whatever way that we can assist them to help them, I'm glad to do it. I've spoken to home ec groups over the years many times. I've spoke to the EU classes, you know.
Very nice.
Different organizations.
And something we didn't mention a while ago when we were talking about the open house is something different about open house this year is that any item that you purchase in the store, either day, Friday or Saturday.
No special orders.
No
this
special
is stock
orders.
Merchandise.
In stock, in-store merchandise,
right.
20% off.
That's right.
This is the first time we've done this, correct? Because
yes.
always before it was just the Christmas
products. We always did
products.
Just Christmas. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so yeah, if you're thinking about it, there you go. This is the time to do it. Get in there because you still have a furniture store full of great furniture, accessories, tables, chairs. I mean, lots of great stuff.
Yeah.
But and of course, then tons of beautiful Christmas stuff. And how are the windows coming along?
They're not even started yet.
Ooh, so
you know I don't do those until the very last minute.
Well, I was thinking maybe since
the plans are made, I'm going to do it. I know what I'm going to do.
How long does it take you to put a window together like that?
Well, the planning takes longer than the actual
putting it
set
together.
Up. Okay. You know, it usually takes 3 or 4 hours one morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, awesome, awesome. Well, I guess if you have everything together, you know what you're doing, and you just have it all, you just have to assemble
well,
it. I guess it's not
me.
As, oh, okay. It's
you
not
know,
as
I'm not
busy.
Doing it totally by myself.
Sure, sure. All right, so we've talked about Christmas open house and our bookings for our events. And so last week you all talked a little bit about window blinds.
Right,
so
right.
Just kind of refresh us on what went on last week.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit. We talked mostly about the Genesis roller shades and mm-hmm. that new item. And after we did that, I thought, you know, maybe we need to do a little education here about what a window blind actually is. A window blind, actually, there's several different types of window blinds because they call anything that is either flat fabric or slatted or even stiffened fabric
mm-hmm.
that runs through and that forms itself into a slat of some sort, then that's actually considered a window blind. Typical window blinds made up of several long horizontal vertical slats of various types of hard material, wood, plastic, or metal, which are held together by cords that run through the blind slats.
Right.
Now, window blinds can be maneuvered with either a manual or a remote open position. The remote control is something relatively new.
Sure.
You know, we can't go back era, you know, several, you know, generations and
right.
talk about having remote window blinds in, but we do now. So you can actually control them. You can open them to where you get full light. You can control them so you get very little light. You can shoot the light up toward the ceiling to bounce it off and back down, help light the room without having direct light.
Ah.
Or you can shoot it down to help warm the room. Then you can also, you know, there's another thing on a blind, in most blinds, that you can pull up one side, pull one cord, and pull all the blind up so you can get to it to clean the windows and so on.
Very nice. So I guess I didn't really think about that in the past, about how a blind works and what which style is best for what type of window, what kind of activities are going on, and then even just the direction of the blade in or the shade itself, it's critical in how it functions. So there's a lot to that. You know, you just think you pull it up, pull it down, that's the end of it, that's all you get out of it. But there is a lot more to it that can be very helpful.
Oh, yeah, the material it's made out of. There's several different types of window shavings, coverings called shades.
Mm-hmm.
And they use a single piece of soft material instead of slats.
Okay.
And that's where the Genesis roller shades fall in.
Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
The term window blinds also designed window coverings generically. Window blinds, window coverings, shutters, roller blinds, cellular shades, pleated shades, honeycomb shades, wood blinds, Roman blinds, and of course standard vertical horizontal blinds. In England, they sometimes call awnings are sometimes called blinds or shades.
Okay.
Just as a, you know, if you happen to be over in England, they say, oh, look at those blinds or shades. They may be talking about the awnings on a building.
Huh. Interesting. All right. Well, it's time for our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about blinds and how they work best for you.
Appointments not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444, and be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob and Tom.
I'll tell you how much she weighs.
Let's do it.
She weighs about too sexy. Yeah! That's T-O-O.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. Thanks for diagramming the joke for
us. T-O-O. Sexy.
Bob and Tom in the morning and highlights all day long.
Listen to the Bob and Tom Show right here at 5 a.m. weekday mornings.
Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people.
The Rush Limbaugh Radio Program.
What do we talk about on this program? We talk about ideas on this program. Policy, ideas, same thing. We talk about events. Of course, we talk about people, but in the context of ideas.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOB.
WAOV is the oldest station in Knox County, and it's focused on the community. Have a community calendar event that benefits a nonprofit organization? Share it with our audience by dropping a flyer at the Brevoort House at 522 Bustern Street in downtown Vincennes. You can also fax it to us, 812-885-2604. Email it to news@originalcompany.com, or just send it in the mail to Post Office Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana, 47591. Let WAOV help you get the word out about your community event.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 AM 1450 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, joined by Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, tell us again, where is Regal Furniture?
4th and Bustern, on the corner.
Downtown Vincennes.
Yeah. Big red awning around the building, so you don't miss it.
Yep. And they can reach you by calling the store, and that number is?
812-886-4444.
And one of the things I can't stress enough, one of the many great things, I mean, there's a lot of great things about the store, and especially you, is the willingness and the availability of you and your entire staff of accommodating your customers and potential customers. You know, we say that you're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, but in reality, you know, if there's, you can't get there till 5, or you need to have an in-home appointment in the evenings or on, y'all are very willing to work with those clients.
We adjust our time schedule to fit our customers.
That's fantastic.
You know? Well, you know, you have to in design business. Usually a husband and wife want to be together to talk about their room and so on.
Right.
So the easiest time to do that very often is in the evening. We have a lot of couples that come in on Saturday.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I had some people in last week, and they I'm going to go measure the room tomorrow. And she said, but you can't be there. And he said, we're just going to measure the room. I don't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We'd really already had kind of our interview and our talk about what they're wanting to do with this room and what their goals are and what they really want to put in there.
Okay.
So we'd already pretty well talked about that at the store.
Good.
So the trip to do the measuring really doesn't require both people there. So I'm going to do that during the day.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. So that's one of the many fantastic things about Regal Furniture and the staff there is that they are always so accommodating to you. The clients, potential clients have so much to offer. And the knowledge that you and the girls there at the store have, Greg, is just unreal. Just from placement of furniture to the placement of the floral arrangement to a splash of color. I mean, there's just so much value that you can bring to somebody when they are looking at redecorating their home.
We've been very fortunate. We have a lot of people that walk in from out of town. Had a lady there today from Indianapolis, and she walked around and she said, this is such a nice store. There's so much here to see. It's well displayed. I like the way you're showing things, you know. And you know, it's nice to hear those kinds of things because we work hard to try to keep the store looking that way. Now, and right now, really, we're not at our best because we're decorating for Christmas.
Yeah.
So you've got tubs out and you've got glitter here and there and snow and ice and this and that. And you've got to mess up to decorate. But most people know how that is because they do it in their own homes.
Exactly, so exactly.
They know it has to be a mess before you can make it beautiful.
That's right, that's right. They always say it has to get worse before it gets better.
Right.
So that's right, that's right.
Right.
So before the break, we were kind of learning about blinds and what they are and you know, what type of shades and those kind of things. But there's so much functionality to them and purpose to them other than just looking pretty or hanging in the window.
Right.
So
right.
What is it that you recommend to someone if they come to you and say, I want blinds? Do you automatically assume they want the hard wooden ones, or do you kind of ask them some questions to learn what their real purpose of the window is?
You have to ask them because blinds can be actually classified in six different categories. You've got roller blinds, which don't have slats, but consist of material
only. Yeah, right.
There's Roman blinds, pleated blinds, Venetian blinds, shoji Japanese blinds, and vertical blinds. So you have to determine what that customer wants.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah. And is there a better... What do you do? What do you think of when if I said I want blinds for my windows in my home? What makes your mind or what makes you think or
what style is your home?
Okay, so it's a ranch.
You know, and what type of furniture do you have? Are you traditional? Are you country? Are you?
Traditional.
Okay, traditional opens a wide variety of things because traditional can go Roman blinds, pleated blinds, Venetian blinds, roller blinds. About the only thing that I don't suggest in a traditional home is vertical blinds. Vertical blinds are really a little more of a contemporary look.
Okay.
And the vertical blinds have probably the least amount of long life with them. They're a little more delicate than other blinds.
I can.
You know, the slats can break and fall off. Because it's a single slat at the top of the blind, because they hang floor to ceiling or floor to the top of the window. And if you have kids, kids are going to run there and pull those open twist them. And when you do that, they pop off that top rivet. And when that happens,
you're done.
It's done for.
Yeah. My other house that I had them, on the back patio at the French doors and in the dining room and in the family room. And oh my goodness, you just bump those and they fall right out after they are a few years old. So yeah, you definitely have to be conscientious of who's going to be in the room and, you know, what you actually want out of them. So, you definitely don't want the tall vertical ones, floor-length vertical ones, if you have little ones.
Well, and technically, metal, there's metal window blinds. Many blinds are made out of slats of fabric, metal, plastic, or wood.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are metal window blinds, and you don't think about it, but a lot of times those are placed outside the home.
Oh.
The metal window blinds technically are a form of hurricane shutter.
Wow. Okay. That makes sense.
and so they can be placed outside. Also, sometimes metal blinds are placed outside for security. Like in the cities, a lot of your store owners have metal blinds that come down in front of their windows. You were just in New York.
I was.
So you probably saw things that kind of look like garage doors.
Right.
Or that sort of thing.
Right.
Technically, that's a metal blind. It's just made out of metal instead of a fabric.
Yeah. Well, and that, I was going to mention that. I saw both kinds. I saw some that were just like a solid sheet of metal, kind of looked like a garage door almost.
Right.
And then I saw the kinds that had the open areas in there. So, yeah, that was
right.
That was pretty cool. And I just, yeah, I wouldn't have thought to have called those blinds. I mean,
you think. Technically they are.
Ah, neat.
And those same type of blinds that are metal are fireproof. So that's used to eliminate, you know, a fire spreading through an area.
Sure.
So you have that going on. Now, most of those blinds are machine operated rather than manual.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still a very viable system. Horizontal blinds, on the other hand, use thin woven corded ladder systems to suspend the slats and enable them to be closed or open in a rotating drum. The upper end of the woven ladder is wrapped and attached to that rotating drum. Then the bottom of it is wrapped around usually a larger, heavier slat.
Right.
That
right.
makes the blind hang straight and maintain its integrity, whether it's being raised or lowered, you know.
Yeah.
One of the earliest patents for window shade was filed in 1888 by George Kastner. The other thing that's interesting that you don't see much of in our area are shoji blinds, and they're based on Japanese screens. And, you know, you've seen in the movies they open these panels of what looks like paper and wood, you know, and slide them apart. Well, they're now doing that in window blinds, like my Genesis roller shade material that you've seen, that mesh fabric.
Right.
That can be made in panels and open.
Oh, wow.
A sliding door, for example.
Sure.
They're a lot more stable. They're easier to clean.
Yes.
You know, you can wash them with soap and water. So that shoji blind, you know, that a lot of people think are just Japanese, really refers to any sort of panel that slides on a track.
Very neat. Yeah. That's neat. That makes it very easy to transition to any home. It doesn't have to have just that Middle East or East Asian type feel or decoration.
No.
You can put those on any print then that matches, and it's very easy to work with. Very nice.
And lots of different material.
Yeah.
You know, you can use plain fabric panels that hang. You can use wood panels that hang.
Oh, yeah. You know. I know. I've noticed a lot of the remodels in this area or whatever, or some even new builds, a lot of people are going with the barn door as their door to cut off, you know, the family room or some of those larger rooms. And I think that's a really cute trend. It wouldn't be me, not my thing, because I'm not country or, you know, I don't have that look in my home. But I really do like that. I think it's very classy.
Technically, that's a takeoff on the shoji blind.
Okay. Well, that's what I wondered whenever you said that, you know.
Right. Anything that slides on a track. So, you know, the only thing that I kind of try to talk to people about if I'm doing design is you want to remember that when you're doing window treatments, they're not cheap. They're made to make your home better, okay? But you can also get into a vein of thinking that dates your home that way.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you've got to keep it refreshed.
Well, and, you know, several years ago, everybody was doing metal blinds, metal blinds, metal blinds, metal blinds. You saw everything metal blinds. Now you don't hardly see them at all. You can still do metal blinds, and they're very functional. They have their place. I put them in a lot of garages.
Yeah.
I put them in a lot of kids' rooms because they're pretty tough.
They're durable. They're easier to clean.
Even the blinds, if you want to color inside, you can still get them white outside.
Huh. Oh,
so,
neat.
You know, that way your windows are all the same. But if your child wants a really flashy color or has to have orchid blinds or purple blinds, you know, you don't have to make your house look like a grape.
Sure. All right. Well, we are ready for our next break. And when we return, lots more on blinds. So stay tuned.
Bromley reporting. The Vincennes Lincoln Pride of the Green Command performance set for tonight has been moved from Edmond Field to Alice Arena. Wet field conditions at Edmond caused organizers to move the performance indoors. A command performance will be held tonight at 7. The performance part of the band's preparation for the Class C semi-state round of competition on Saturday. They'll perform at Decatur Central High School, 2:37 Saturday afternoon. Top 10 bands, each of the four classes, will return to Indianapolis November 4th for the ISSMA state finals. That'll be at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Vincennes Kiwanis Club's reported the raising of over $2,500 for Riley Children's Hospital. The check presented to Riley officials in a meeting earlier this month. Kiwanis members raised $2,000 through sales of a dining discount coupon book. The rest of the money was raised by two subsidiary Kiwanis clubs, the Key Club and the Atkeon Club. And the Indiana Department of Transportation is continuing Ohio River Bridge repairs as part of overall work on U.S. 41 in southwest Indiana. NDOT spokesman Jason Tiller says the Ohio River Bridge work, the last part of an overhaul of U.S. 41 from Vincennes to the Ohio River. More news available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Gary Truitt with your closing market update brought to you by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. 1-800-708-CORN or online at seedconsultants.com. Another very quiet day with very narrow ranges of trade and not a lot of news to give the market much direction. Either way, we finished with December corn down 1 3/4 at 351, March at 365 1/4, down 1.5, May at 373 3/4, off 1 3/4. Beans quietly better on the day. November unchanged at 975 1/2, January at 986 1/4, up 0.5, and March at 996, up 0.75 cents. December wheat 435 1/4, finished 2.5 better. March at 453, gained 2.25 on the day. Livestock futures mixed, mostly lower, down 45 on the December. Cattle 119.08, while hogs were better, up 45 on the December at 64.48. I'm Gary Truitt, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.
Biggest little benefit number 19, passion, commitment, and good old-fashioned work ethic. At ADM, we never stop working for you. Whether it's sharing our expertise to help you develop the right marketing strategy for your grain or working late to unload your trucks during harvest season, we work hard because, like you, we know that farming is more than just a business. It's a way of life. Get the best of both worlds with ADM. Learn more at adm.com/farmers today.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
Are you looking for news, weather, and sports without the wait? Click on to newsknoxcounty.com, your trusted source for local news, local sports, and local weather information 24/7. newsknoxcounty.com.
Vincennes City Police invites you to Neighborhood Watch meetings. Here's another community event on WAOV. Vincennes City Police Department's inviting all local residents to attend the monthly Neighborhood Watch meetings at 5:30, the first Monday of each month at Jamestown Apartments. If you have any questions, contact the Vincennes Police Department at 882-1630. Again, that's monthly Neighborhood Watch meetings, the first Monday of each month at Jamestown Apartments. Call 882-1630 now for more information. Weather presented by the YMCA of Vincennes. Download the Y's new free mobile app to access pool and fitness classes, schedules, and other program information easily from your phone. The app is available for Apple and Android users.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Increasing clouds this afternoon with a slight chance of showers. Highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with gradual clearing overnight. Lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow sunny. Highs in the low 60s. Friday calling for afternoon showers. Highs in the upper 50s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company and joined by Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Greg, thanks so much for joining us here again this week. We always have so much fun doing these shows. I enjoy it. They go by so quickly.
They go by quick.
Yeah, we talk a lot about some great stuff, and right now we're talking about blinds.
Right.
And so, yeah, the metal ones, those are handy. Like you said, they're very nice for rooms that need durable blinds,
right,
or, you know, somewhere that they're easy to clean, like a garage or the basement. So that's great to know that it's okay to blend even the different types of blinds you have based on the areas where you're working.
That's true. And, you know, the interesting thing, I had a customer ask me once why they call them Venetian blinds. Were they invented in Venice?
Oh.
And I said, no. Actually, they think they go back to Persia.
Oh, wow.
You know, so they go back. I don't know why they don't call them Persian shades, but they don't. Or blinds.
Yeah.
The ancient Egyptian pharaohs had blinds made out of reeds.
Hmm.
You know, that would break the sunlight and so on.
Yeah.
The most expensive blinds were in the 19th century were homemade roller blinds that were made of cloth. And they basically just stitched up a panel of fabric and attached it to a roller that they could roll up and roll down, and basically the fabric covered the window.
Huh. Simple, but durable and good.
It worked.
Look what it's done today, so that's awesome.
That's right.
What else is important for someone if they are looking to change their window coverings and they come to you and they talk about, I want to do blinds, what else do you need to know, or what else should someone consider looking for blinds?
Well, usually the slat blinds, when somebody says blinds, I usually think of the slat type of blind first,
mm-hmm,
because most people consider that actually a blind. But there's many different kinds. The Persian or slat blind has horizontal slats, are usually metal or vinyl, and they're connected with a string so that light can pass through them. Venetian blinds are a little bit different in the fact that you can close those so light doesn't go through them. But they have... They've improved that part of it because we have some that are blinds now that are controlled by a tape that you don't have to have routes. So you don't have to have a hole in the ends of the blinds that let little piece of light in.
Oh.
I remember when we had Venetian blinds at home in the 50s, because a lot of homes at that time had Venetian blinds.
Right.
They had the slats were drilled in the end and had holes for those small ropes to go through and attach. Now they have, you know, a blind so that you can close it, and it also makes it easier to clean because they close flat. And those are wood blinds, and a lot of times they come in ash. They're more expensive. They're usually a convex shaped blind. In other words, they're fat in the middle and thinner at the edges.
Oh.
That's your most expensive type of blind because they are all wood. They're also the heaviest, so you have to be careful when you install them. Make sure you've got a good attachment base.
Yeah. What would be the best place to use that particular type of blind? Where would you see those being used mainly?
A Venetian blind is someplace where you want absolute privacy.
Okay.
Maybe to cut out the light, you know, mm-hmm, TV rooms, family rooms,
bedrooms.
Bedroom, yeah. Yeah, obviously, for the light.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, they have their disadvantages in the fact that they, you know, are a little harder to clean.
Yes.
You can get, you know, you could do the fabric roller shade,
uh-huh,
with a fabric that's lined, so you get less light through it, so you approach that darkness. And then they have some room darkening shades.
Oh, okay.
That actually cut out all the light.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I know the new blinds that you have there in the store, that you can actually select how transparent you want those to
right.
be. So
right. There's different opacities.
Yes. So. Opacities. That's what I couldn't remember that big word. But yeah, so that makes it very nice that you can change that level based on what room you're working in as well.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, a blind is more effective to reduce heat and cold coming into your room, too.
Oh, true. I've forgotten about that. And, you know, right now that's what we're dealing with these temperature changes, where you really just don't want to turn on the heat. So if you can help cut down on some of that, that makes it nice to keep that cool air out from radiating through the windows. And then, of course, the opposite in the summer, keep that heat reflected out as well. So,
right.
again,
And again, that's the new thing with our Genesis shades, the mesh blinds and so on. They're very effective as far as, you know, keeping the heat out and keeping the cool in and so on. Because you can see through it and it doesn't make sense.
Like, yeah.
How
yeah.
can you see through it and it work to help keep out the warmth or the cold?
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't think that. But, and you know, a lot of times that we have talked about, with anything that that you're looking to buy, remodel, or whatever, that we're looking at this as an investment. It's not just, you know, something you're shopping for to have. When you are looking at selecting the blinds for this project or this room or whatever you're doing, whether it's the whole house or one room, this is an investment in the home, so you want to make sure you're getting the best quality you can.
Right, for what you're wanting to spend.
Exactly, exactly. So it's important to look to somebody who's more, you know, a professional that can help you get the best bang for your buck. I mean, yes, we all have to go to Lowe's or Walmart and buy those, you know, those blinds in a pinch, or, you know, if that's what you can, and that's okay. But if you're looking to do a remodel and you are investing some dollars, you want to make sure that you're doing everything and making sure that you get the best quality you can for the budget you're working with.
And the rest of that story is share that window blinds or window treatments, even fabric window treatments that are custom made, are considered part of the home. So they're actually covered by your homeowner's insurance.
That's right.
If you have a fire, since it's attached to the house, it's considered part of the house.
Well,
so, you know, when you think about that, then, you know, people often say, how do I figure what my blinds ought to cost? Old rule of thumb is the amount, whatever you spend on your floor covering,
mm-hmm.
is about the same thing you spend on window covering.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's...
That's a good rule. It's a good rule of thumb.
It's just as important to have, you know, quality windows and coverings as it is to have, you know, quality floor coverings. So.
You know, the covering on your windows protects what's in that room, including the carpet or the wood floor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that people, you know, they're living with open windows don't realize. All that ultraviolet light's coming into that room
right.
can fade their wood floor, can fade their carpet, can fade their furniture.
Yeah.
You know.
I had a girlfriend who bought a house, and it was interesting because I'd been through there and looked at it with her or whatever. And then when she moved in, she had moved the rug that was from the back patio door. And when she did that, it was amazing to see what the color of the tile floor actually was supposed to be. You know,
right.
they'd had that big, heavy rug there forever, and you didn't notice it when all the furniture was there and the rug was there, but boy, you lifted that rug up and you saw what the tile actually looked like previously. It was pretty amazing to see how much it had faded because
yeah.
of all that sunlight coming through the big window.
And you wouldn't think tile would fade, but it does.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it does. It does. It was interesting. So, all right, well, we're going to take our last break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up chit-chatting about blinds, and of course, we have some questions, so be sure and stay tuned.
Know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems
problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We've been helping Indiana smile since 1982. Today, Delta Dental is the state's largest dental benefits administrator. Because 3 out of 4 Indiana dentists participate in our networks, getting great dental care is easy and convenient. And that means brighter, healthier smiles. At Delta Dental of Indiana, we do dental better and have for 35 years. Learn more at deltadentalin.com.
Comfort is something we all want to feel. No one knows this better than Serta, America's number one mattress manufacturer. Discover Serta's all-new mattress collections. Experience our latest iComfort memory foam sleep system that helps comfortably cool and support every curve of your body. Or put your sleep problems to rest with the newly redesigned Perfect Sleeper. Offers good at participating retailers. Find a local retailer at SertaRetailers.com.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussron Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 WAOV studios. You can also listen to us at newsknoxcounty.com and listen to by clicking on the Ask the Designer logo. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations here, joined by my buddy Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. We're here each Wednesday during the 3 o'clock hour, and we want to hear what you want to talk about. So be sure and reach out to us and let us know what topics or items you'd like to discuss. During the week here on WAOV, we have a week-long series of shows. On Tuesdays, it's the Mark and Mark Show. They talk about local community events and things going on. Wednesdays, it's us, the cool kids here, talking about furniture, design, and decorating, and many other great things. Thursdays are Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan, and they're talking about lawyer stuff. And on Fridays, Laura Ariel from the Vincennes Animal Shelter here is for the Bow Wow Meow Hour. I'll get that right on Fridays. And she's got lots of great things to talk about with animals. So a great lineup during the week. So be sure and tune in each day at the 3 o'clock hour. And Greg, we've learned a lot about blinds in the last 2 weeks, and still some really pertinent and great information that you'd like to share with us as well.
Yeah, I think one interesting thing, John Webster was the first to introduce Venetian blinds in the United States, and the High Society of America took to them quickly, and blinds were installed in many of the government and public office buildings. Venetian blinds can be seen in the background of J.L. Jerome's painting, The Visit of Paul Jones to the Constitutional Convention. And illustrations of Independence Hall at the time of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. In 1761, St. Peter's Church in Philadelphia was fitted with Venetian blinds. So,
wow.
Venetian blinds, a lot of people think they're something, you know, kind of new, but
Been around a while.
No, they've been around a long time. But man has always hunted for a way to separate himself from the bright sunlight and heat and cold of the weather in different shelters. You know, the cavemen, I guess technically the fur shades would have been animal skins that they hung over the cave openings.
True, so, yeah, very
kind of interesting. It all goes back to, you know, the beginning of the time.
That's right. And there's been so many things that we've talked about over the weeks here that we do seem to be able to trace those back to very primitive times and see that how the concepts have evolved throughout the decades. So blinds there. You've got blinds that you can help your clients.
Right.
You know, we talked about those beautiful Genesis shades. Those are so nice. You know, you can deliver or decide the opaqueness that you would like for those shades. You've got a manual and automatic version available, and of course, just so many different options of materials as well. And remind us again, Genesis shades, they're made here in Indiana, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Matter of fact, all the shades that we sell are made in Indiana. There's not a blind that I sell that isn't made in Indiana.
That's awesome. We always like to try to help our brother and sister businesses out.
Right.
So that's great
and
that we can do that.
And it still is an American-made, you know, pretty much an American-made product.
Yeah. So,
you know, unlike other things. So
very nice.
Want to support America, you know, cover your windows.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Now let's remind everybody the Christmas open house.
November 10th and 11th, 9 to 5, both days.
And the
cookies and, well, we're discussing what we're going to serve as far as a drink. It won't be alcoholic, of course.
Well, darn.
But we're trying to decide if we're going to do punch or tea or what we're going to do this year. Anyway, more on that later.
There you go. There you go. But delicious cookies by
you
Greg.
You can always call and let us know if you want iced tea or,
ooh,
or punch.
Yeah. Or you can, again, you don't have to even ask a question. You can just send us your suggestion of what you'd like for the treats for the open house. But again, that's Friday and Saturday, the 10th and 11th of November, 9 to 5 each day. Of course, there'll be thousands of Christmas items all over the store and in the trees. The trees are for sale. The ornaments on the trees are for sale without
right.
buying the tree.
Right.
We're
going to have some closeout trees that we're going to retire. We're not going to decorate again. So this is a real good bargain time for you to pick up a tree. You may have to put some lights on it, or you know, you might want to address the firecracker light situation and not have to worry about it. Just put firecracker lights on.
There you go. But the big thing to remember is 20% off everything in the store. Nothing special ordered.
Only just those 2 days.
If it's in the store.
Right.
You can get 20% off, whether it's Christmas, standard everyday stuff, but 20% off those 2 days. So you definitely don't want to miss out.
That's right.
Awesome.
You don't want to miss cookies either.
Oh, well, no. And don't look if I start stuffing some in my purse to take home.
What questions you got for me?
I have got a couple questions. Here's a good one. I get so confused when I go to the paint store and see all the different colors to choose from. So many shades of the same colors to choose from. What is the trick to selecting the right color for my room?
The trick is don't take home too many samples. Most people pull out sample after sample after sample and then go home and totally confuse themselves.
Right.
And they have no idea what they want. Have an idea of what color you want in mind when you go. Pick out a card that has a range of those colors on it and pick out 3 cards. You don't need more than that. Take them home, look at them, decide which ones you want to maybe get a sample of. Take 3 samples home, put them on your wall. You know, paint you a space about the size of a sheet of paper.
Okay, so something that big. Okay.
Right. So, because if you do just a little dot, that's not going to help you.
Right.
So, you know, now remember that when you're going to paint that little sheet of paper, a lot of times I'll tell people to buy some of those cheap, real cheap white paint and paint their square white first.
Okay.
So you don't get any of the old color of the wall.
Oh, good point.
Coming through the color that you're painting.
Yeah.
And then you think, you know, then when you get your paint and get the whole room painted, you go, oh, wow, this isn't that color.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Now, so would they want to then prime the walls with that white completely?
Yeah, it's really a good idea to put a primer coat on.
So that way you get the true color, not
the true
blended,
color that
you
picked out.
From hot pink to green or whatever.
Unless you got off white walls, then, you know, that's not a problem. It's already done for you. But, you know, some strong colors, if you got really strong colors, mm-hmm. reds or oranges or black
mm-hmm.
or deep tones like cobalt blue and purples, you know, those things, you may even need to put a coat of kills on them so that they do not bleed through at all.
Yeah, because even if you put a couple layers on, that's still probably strong enough underneath that it will bleed through.
Because those dyes are so strong.
Right.
Those strong dyes.
Right. Kind of on this, the same topic here. The question is, I've seen so much blue in magazines lately. Is it coming back, and will gray stay also?
Gray's going to stay. Blue's coming back because gray's so big.
Okay.
It's a natural blended color with it because it's across the color wheel from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's complementary. Consequently, you're going to see lots of blues. You're going to see everything from navy to colonial blue in, you know, living room and so on. We've got a new sectional that just came in the store that's in kind of a medium blue, but it has pillows on it that are navy and colonial blue and a light gray.
Oh.
And very, very interesting. The fabric is kind of a tweedy, gray and blue tweed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new shaped sectional called, it has a little cuddle chair on the end of it. You haven't seen it yet.
I have not.
It just got in here.
Uh-oh.
You're going to have to come by and see what we got.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to have me ready to buy new furniture, aren't you?
I don't think so. But, you know, the thing about it is it's always nice to look and know what's in vogue and have an idea of what's current, you know.
Exactly. All right. Speaking of furniture, it says, I want new furniture that will look great in my living room. But the hubby wants something comfortable. Can I get both?
Oh, yeah. Sure you can. Yeah. We've got a new chair in called a press back chair. It comes with a chair and ottoman. You can sit up in it. It's a very comfortable chair. It's made for a man, really, because it's got a real high back. But there's a lever inside the seat cushion, and you lift that lever, and you can recline the back of the chair.
Huh.
And you can stop it wherever you want. And it's not a recliner.
Okay.
It's a press back chair. It still reclines for the guy to be comfortable, but it looks like just a club chair with an ottoman.
Interesting. Well, that makes it nice because you get the best
brand
of both.
Brand new for
worlds.
Fall.
Yeah, yeah. And the new gallery, the new leather gallery, and is it going to be ready to debut?
We hope. We've got our order in. We're hoping it'll be here in time for Christmas open house. If not, I'll be shortly thereafter.
Yeah. So that's very good. Very good. All right. I think we've got one more here. What do you think is the number one mistake people make when changing the decor in a room or their home?
That's real easy. They don't hire a designer.
Perfect.
But in all seriousness, usually they go to look for the wrong thing first. They invariably, you know, people walk in and say, I'm looking for new furniture. I just painted my room. And I go, oh, that's wonderful. What color do we have on the walls?
Yeah.
You know? And they go, well, it's kind of gray, kind of taupe, kind of beige, kind of.
Kind of.
Well, yeah, it's really hard to know kind of what that color is.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing is they'll lay floor covering first. You know, and we've talked before,
right.
You know, Cher, you pick your sofa out first. That's what you pick out first and then build from that. So please come in and pick out your sofa first.
There you go.
It will make your life much simpler.
Very good. And so we're getting ready to wrap up from another great session here again today. But, Greg, Christmas open house.
November 10th and 11th. Come in and see the new lights before open house. I'm selling them so fast, Cher. I've already reordered them.
Wow.
And I don't know that I'll have enough to get through open house. I mean, you know, that's really hard to figure. If people don't understand retail, it's like, okay, how many do you think you're going to sell?
Yeah.
It's hard to figure.
Yeah. Well, and that's good. That's a good thing. So, all right, we'll see you next week. And thanks for tuning in.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Service members who searched for him testifying at Fort Bragg before Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl gets his sentence for leaving his post in Afghanistan in 2009.
Army Captain John Billings says one mission lasted longer than 10 days in 100-degree heat, and everybody became sick with dysentery. At one point, they were surrounded by the enemy and taking fire from all directions.
Fox's Evan Brown, a brother of the Las Vegas massacre gunman, now under arrest.
Bruce Paddock was arrested in North Hollywood. According to TMZ, it was at an assisted living facility for having child porn on a computer. This is not the brother who gave a press conference from Florida about the shooter, Stephen Paddock.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
You made me cry.
Music fans saddened by this news. Fats Domino died yesterday of natural causes at 89. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Amy Keith with FlipCheapHouses.com. Our company specializes in teaching beginners how to invest in real estate with little to no financial risk. Are you determined to succeed and have at least $10,000?